Wake up, it's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel. Wake up, it's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Hey y'all, welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope that you guys are doing well. Happy Tuesday out there in the world. Rich rising, grand rising, and good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all my international watchers. I hope you are doing well on this Tuesday. It is Tuesday, June 28th. And another day. Here we go. So in today's topic, what we're going to deep dive into is, what do we say today? In order to get different, you must become different. And we are going to deep dive into how it feels when you may lose your expectations and just all of these great things. So I'm not going to dig too deep into the topic just yet, but I am going to make a couple of announcements. So announcement number one, the 555 transformation is getting ready to kick off group number 3 on Thursday, June 30th. June 30th. So I only have 2 slots left. So if you are interested in the 555 transformation, go ahead and book your 30-minute consultation with me. It's down in the description box, and you will be able to have a session with me before Thursday to get in this class if this is something that you're interested in. I have some other things coming up I don't want to announce yet. But if you are interested in the 555 transformation, then it is kicking off this Thursday. So if you were thinking about it, contemplating it, make sure you sign up, because once it's closed, you will not be able to get in June 30th. But nonetheless, I think that's all the announcements I have for now. And I have a lot of special things coming up for you guys. I've been saying this for a while, but it's finally getting things in gear. So just thank you for being here. Thank you for constantly pouring into yourselves, because I know that if you guys listen and join us every morning, that you are doing the work behind the scenes. I just want to say congratulations and just how much I appreciate you for showing up every day, and how much I appreciate you showing up for yourself every day, because self-development and work on yourself daily and your goals and whatever God has for you is not an easy thing. The easy thing to do is just to kick back, to lay back, just to let life pass you by. But you guys are being very proactive and very just on it when it comes to your self-development and what you want and what you are feeling God is calling you to do. So I just want to congratulate all of you all. So before we jump into it, we're going to go ahead and say a quick prayer. If you are not spiritual or you do not subscribe to as a follower of Christ, then it's okay. I hope that you stick around, hear the message. I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up for another day. Thank you for allowing us to join in together, come together like-minded individuals to just continue to do the things that are pleasing in your sight, to continue to walk in our purpose that you have here, that you have us here for us on this planet. I pray that everyone listening gets something out of this today, that you speak through me to them, and that any mental obstacles, mental barriers, any fear, anything that's holding them back from their greater purpose and the purpose that you have on their life, that I remove it now in Jesus' name. I pray that everyone here and everyone listening on the podcast and listening live and listening later will just feel a sense of peace, will sense a sense of feeling of direction and discernment, and will continue to do the things that are pleasing in your sight. Your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, we'll go ahead and load up the good morning comments if you guys are ready for another morning motivation. So good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Edwan. I hope you are feeling better. I hope the doctor went well, and I hope that you have safe travels on your way back to Cleveland. Good morning, Dia Dia. Good morning, Brandy. Grand Rising KK, how are you? Good morning, Destiny. Rich Wright, or Grand Rising Kiki. Good morning, Sydney. Good morning, May. Sydney says, what days is the time the 555 meet, or does it change based on the group? No, so the 555 meets every Thursday at 8 p.m. EST. 8 p.m. EST. 8 p.m. EST. And depending on the topic and depending on how much we get involved, because it's not just me talking, it is a group effort, it can last up to 2 hours. So it's really if you have the time. I haven't really had too many people that had an issue with time. But if you ever, like, say if you can't make a session and you do get the recording or you can reschedule. So I always try to make sure everybody gets bang for their buck. I hope that answered your question, Sydney. Good morning, Shador. Good morning, Turquoise. Rich Rising, Ashley. Good morning, Dang Dion. Good morning. And if you are new and this is your first time watching, let me know where you're watching from. Also, do not forget to give this video a thumbs up. I hope that you guys feel nice and welcome. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. No problem, Sydney. Thank you so much for that question because I did not say that. So thank you. Yes, we meet every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. All right, y'all. So let's dive into a good morning, such a lady. How are you? And everybody else that's going to come in, make sure that you guys greet them, make them feel welcome. This is a family. This is a virtual family, I want to say, because once you're a part of the Morning Motivation crew, just by being participatory, listening, even those on the podcast who cannot participate or those on the West Coast, or, you know, more west, they can't participate while we're live. You guys are still a part of this family. So make sure you guys comment. Make sure you guys come back. Comment down below every video. Thumbs up. I do see the comments. Even the ones that I do not get to right away, I do see the comments. So keep them coming here. I really, really, really appreciate it. All right, y'all. So in today's topic, in order to get different, you must become different. You must become different. If we continue to do the same thing and we continue to, you know, it's just like what they say is if you continue to do the same thing, expecting a different result, that's insanity. I don't like that because sometimes I don't think it's bad to try something again and again a little bit just to see if you may get a different outcome. But if you continue to get the same outcome or you continue to get the same result, then we have to change up our strategy. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about strategy, about looking at life and looking at any situation as a chance to win the game. Now, I like to have a little bit more fun. I used to be very like stickler about certain things. I've noticed that when you loosen up a little bit, right? And yes, life is a very serious thing and we shouldn't take it for granted and we should try to maximize it as much as possible. However, I do feel like we can kind of suck the fun out of stuff when we are overthinking and we're too serious and we're taking things a little too personally in life. And I get it. It's a very serious time right now, especially here in the Americas. Good morning, Percy. We got a lot of stuff going on. Ooh, watching from Nigeria. What's up? We have a lot of stuff going on in the Americas right now, politically and all of that stuff. But when it comes to our individual journeys, because I can say that we are not in a time where we are let me choose my words wisely. There are certain things that we still have our freedoms to do, right? And that's to take care of ourselves individually. That's walking in our light. That is continuing on the purpose and the journey that God has given us. Because we've never lived in a time where politically, globally, that there were just no worries, you know, in the world. I think the only time we kind of done that was during the pandemic, but there was something going on. You feel me? So it wasn't 100% peaceful. It wasn't 100% like kumbaya. So in history, we have never had, there hasn't been any chaos, but coming down to a micro level, an individual level, keeping our focus on the bigger picture, which is our individual lives, because everybody is the star of their own movie, of their own life, right? What's going to be important and what I need to focus on may be different. What touch of Terry, good morning, or what may be different for Percy, or what may be different for Dion. So we each have to, you know, we've been discovering ourselves. So I'm not going to start from the beginning because if you've been a part of the Morning Motivation crew for a while now, since January, we have been focused on our missions, focused on our purpose, focused on why God has us here. We've been focused on our goals, and they can be two different things. You know, they can be different. But we've been just focused, right? But when we are on our missions, you know, we have to kind of block a lot of that out because it's a lot of noise. It's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And although we want to be, aware, we don't want to be ignorant to what's going on globally. We don't want to be ignorant and only focus on our bubble. I think that when we do that, we lose our humanity. We lose our connection with our brothers and sisters around the world. But what can sometimes happen is all the negativity, because that's all they're going to show us, right? In the news, most of the time on social media, especially here in America, a lot of this stuff can be negative if we feed it too much attention, because whatever we feed grows, right? If you constantly watch news cycles, if you constantly just indulge in certain things, it's going to just grow and it's going to become your world. You know, whatever we focus on grows, whatever we feed grows. So we want to make sure that during this process and during our journeys that we keep it kind of clear view. Like we can say, okay, it might be raining outside, but inside my house, I can clean up. Inside my house, it can be spotless. Inside my house, I can, you know, it's dry in here. It might be, you know, might be a tornado, hurricane, rain, all of this stuff outside going on politically and globally. However, in my house, which I can control, because we can only control so much in this world, in this lifetime. But what I can control is myself and my house and the cleanliness of it and how I keep it and the order and the peace in my house. You know, a lot of men say when they're out and they're dating, they're trying to find a woman there, I just need peace. I just want peace. When I want to come home, I just want peace. And women want the same thing too. I think people in general want peace. Men just kind of vocalize it a little bit more, in my personal opinion. And what that means to me most of the time is I have to deal with so much on the outside world, right? I have to deal with the boss talking crazy. I got to deal with cops doing this. I got to deal with all of this stuff on the outside. So when I come home, the one thing that I own, the one thing I can control, the one thing that really matters, you know, everybody in that nucleus of that home, I would love it to be peaceful because the world is so chaotic, right? So we control that environment. We can make that environment as peaceful, as happy as possible. And that's what I want us to do. But along that journey is in order to get things get different, right? If we've been doing the same thing and it ain't been working, or maybe we were doing something that was working and it's not working anymore, let's change up the strategy, change up the formula. What we talked about yesterday is sitting down at the game of life, looking at it like a Monopoly game, or looking at it like a spades game, dominoes, or your favorite game. You know, every country has different games. So whether it's cricket, basketball, football, soccer, or football for my international watchers, whatever game that you love, right? If you look at life as a big open field, if you're a soccer, if you're international, for us, we call it football. I mean, we call it soccer, but it's football for you all. So if football is your thing, and you look at the world and life as a football field, how are you going to play to win? You know, what would you do? Who would you need on your team? What resources would you need? You know, we have to look at life like, okay, this is a big game. I'm going to read the manual and I'm going to play to win. But a lot of times, like I talked about yesterday, is we try to just make our own rules up and try to play and win the game the way we want to do it. And we can't do that. But what we can do is change our thought process and change letting go of negative habits and changing the way we operate, the change the way we think about things and change the way that we interact with one another and change our environments to make our environments more peaceful, to lead us exactly where we need to go. And when we're talking about changing our thought process, I had to do this recently. And I'm not gonna lie to y'all, sometimes when I wake up for morning motivation, as much as I love sitting down and talking to y'all, the process of getting up isn't always the best, right? I'm groggy a little bit. Maybe I got good sleep. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I was having a good dream. Maybe I didn't. So it's not the process of morning motivation. I love sitting down and connecting with y'all every day. It's what feeds me. I love it. I feel accomplished. I feel connected to you all. So the part of doing that isn't the thing. It's the getting to, right? It's just like when you wake up and go to work, you might even enjoy work, or you might, you know, enjoy your day or whatever you get to do, or dealing with the kids or whatever the case may be. But it's the getting up part that can be a little, right? So one day I was sitting there like, oh, I got to get up. I got to do this. All right. And then I was like, Brittany, stop. And I just had to count my blessings. That's what sometimes what I do when I'm feeling a little too negative. I have to stop myself because, you know, we're in control of self. So we have to be our self-regulators, because if we don't regulate ourselves, our brains, remember, they're going to go into default and they're going to start operating in whatever mood, thought process or whatever. So we have to be in control of that. We have to be the main controllers of our systems up here, right? So I had to stop myself and I was like, Brittany, wait, let's stop because you're doing too much. You get to do this. You know how many people wish they would get to do that? you get to do what you're about to do. You know, when I was talking to one of my 555 Transformers, you know, we were talking about school. And I was like, the beautiful thing is you get to go to school, even though school might be daunting, right? The test taking and all of that. I said, but you work so hard to get into school. So you get to advance your education so you can get to the money. So when we change our thought process about how we do stuff, for whatever reason, it switches off and we get empowered. Then we feel different. And then this whole mood kind of switches and changes within our bodies. So when you start kind of like getting mad, like, dang, I got to take care of these kids and dang, I got to do this and dang, I kind of switch your mindset a little bit. Like, no, I get to take care of my kids, because there are some people who want children that cannot have children, you know, and it's weird to me. I'm going to say this, it's a little off topic. It's real weird to me how life works, where there's some people who really want kids and it doesn't happen for them. And there are some people that don't want kids and they just get a whole bunch. I find that very ironic and very confusing and interesting with life. But needless to say, there are some people out here that want their children, or maybe you did want the children at one point in life, right? Or maybe not even the children, but maybe, you know, we talk about, man, I gotta go do this job, I gotta go to work, I gotta sit in traffic. Remember the days you prayed for that job. Remember the days that you wanted that job or you needed that job. You know what I mean? Sometimes we can get our blessings. We talked about this before. Sometimes we can get our blessing and curse the blessings we prayed for. Ain't that crazy? Is human beings crazy? As we will pray for a relationship, prayed for this man, wanted this man, wanted this situation. And now we mad that we got to do girlfriend stuff. Now we mad we got to sacrifice for the greater whole. You know, we prayed for the house. Now we mad we got to clean it. Now we mad we got to pay taxes on it. I know it. And now we get mad. And we prayed for the things that we have now, right? So it's switching our mindset. It's like, no, I get to do this. I get to love this person. I get to take care of these children. I get to go to this job. I get to come on here every day and speak to my people. Will you be quiet? He out there, y'all can't hear. But change your thought process. And then another thing that we stop doing is make life fun. Like, when did we stop having fun, y'all? When did we stop playing? And when did we stop? And I get it. We got serious stuff going on with the world. We got serious things in our lives. We got bills. But it ain't going nowhere. It's not going anywhere. And the bills ain't going nowhere. The kids ain't going nowhere. The marriage ain't going nowhere. The work ain't going nowhere. So why did we stop having fun? Why can't we, like, okay, yes, serious business, right? And serious things are going on, but let me enjoy my life and not just enjoy it on the weekends, not just enjoy it when you got a beer in your hand or a little, you know, smokety doke in your hand or whatever the case, whatever your vice is. Let's not just enjoy life when we get to just, you know, because I don't have as much fun as I used to. I'm not even going to lie to you. When I was young, man, I used to have so much fun. But why did we stop discovering fun? Like, I think as an adult, I can't speak for the rest of the world, but in America, for whatever reason, we equate the club to fun. And as you get older, good morning, as you get older, the stuff that we used to do when we were in our 20s just ain't as fun no more. And some of y'all are in your 20s and you're already over the clubs and going out and doing all of those things, right? And when did we stop enjoying life? When did we stop laughing and joking and playing? You know, I feel like we have to get back to finding the joy in life by changing our mentalities, finding a little bit fun, finding some momentum to get us back to where we just can enjoy. We stopped enjoying life, y'all. Can I keep it a buck? We stopped enjoying life. We got so, you know, and it's not a bad thing to focus, right? It's not a bad thing to have goals, and it's not a bad thing to try to get to the money. It's not a bad thing that we are like, dang, the world is jacked up, right? I get it. I'm living it. I'm right with y'all. But when did we stop just really enjoying life? You know, there was a time where I used to thirst, right? I used to get up and just, I was excited about the day. Now we dread the days that we prayed for. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. I got to cook for these then I got to do this, then I got to, and our days became like to-do lists and tasks. And although, yeah, we got to do those things, but when did we stop enjoying life? When did we stop, you know, and when I say life is a game, I want us to enjoy the game. I want us to be looking at life like, all right, cool. I see the players. I see what's going on. I see the chaos over there. I see, all right, how am I going to do this thing to win for me and mine? And then not even just that, how am I going to impact the game, meaning life, in such a way that I can inspire others, or where my purpose lies? Where's my purpose in this game? You know, we really forgot to have some fun. And it's not just when we're drinking, smoking, or, you know, having fun on the weekends. No, when do we stop having fun? When do we stop laughing and enjoying life? And I'm guilty of it too. But we got to bring the joy back. We got to shift our mindsets to have some more fun. And I get it, because some of us have had a little too much fun in our 20s. And so we make up for it in our 30s. But we did exactly what we were supposed to do. We enjoyed our life. That was some of the best advice I had ever got in my life, was my stepmom. Shout out to Miss May. My stepmom would look at me when I would come to visit my dad and come back to Georgia throughout my travels. If y'all have been following me on YouTube for a minute, man, I lived everywhere. New York, all throughout Texas, California, the whole gamut. In Missouri, I wasn't on YouTube when I lived in Missouri, but I lived in a few different places and I've traveled a lot. But every time I would come home, she would always look at me. And most people, and I'm so thankful for my family, because most women, they get, well, when you're getting married and when you're having some kids and when. My family was like, enjoy your life. You got one life to live. You're young. Enjoy your life. Because they already knew I was responsible. They already knew I was doing what I was supposed to do. So they were like, they didn't have to worry about that part, right? We're already doing what we're supposed to do, y'all. We're already handling the bills. We're already taking care of the kids. We're already taking care of the house, paying your rent. You know, we're already taking care of each other and our marriages and stuff like that. Y'all are already doing that. But when did we stop enjoying our lives? And it's crazy because this wasn't even the message today. But I really feel in the midst of everything that's going on with the politics and the global craziness. And I understand it does impact us. And I'm not saying be ignorant. I'm not saying turn our back and say it's not my problem. No. We do have to have empathy, and we do have to look out for our brothers and sisters, and we do have to know what's going on. But what we do also get to do, because you can do two things at the same time, and don't have survivor's guilt. You know, don't feel guilty because you're enjoying your life when other people are maybe going through it. Everybody's going to go through it at one point. But don't steal that from yourself and feel like you can't enjoy your life because other stuff is going on, because it's absolutely false. Percy says, good morning, Brittany. Thank you for the super chat, Percy. Super chats are very much appreciated, you guys. But yes, I think we get so bogged down in paying bills and doing chores and climbing the ladder, we forget the inner kid in us. Yes. When was the last time, like, one thing I love about my relationship, and I'm not putting us on a pedestal, we not perfect at all. But we play. We do play. We play in the house. We tag. We throw socks at each other. Y'all, there's nothing more fun than you folding up some laundries and having a sock fight. Try it. Or, you know, just playing tag or doing little pranks on each other. Like, I don't know, do this with a grain of salt and depending on your woman and her hair and all of that. But throwing water on each other, just having a good time, like laughing hard, joking, cracking jokes on each other. We know how to have a good time. We know how to make each other laugh. We know how to, you know, we rank on each other, y'all. When I take the wig off and I'm looking crazy, he throws his jokes. When he's doing something, I could throw his jokes. If you guys were watching my Instagram this past weekend when we went to the mall, then y'all know exactly what I'm talking about when he brought out them old man sandals. You know what I mean? So y'all got to follow me on the gram. Sometimes it'd be some good stuff on there. But yes, we forget to laugh and joke. And I want to instill in that and play with your kids, you know. We, for those of you who have children, and the ones that are having children in the near future, you know, we had a very different upbringing. For my Americans, is all I'm speaking to the Americans right now. We had a very different upbringing, man. We used to be able to go outside all day long and we had no cares in the world. Now kids don't really play outside as much, and it's not always because of the video games and stuff. It's because of the climate. You know, a lot of people are fearful that their kids are going to get snatched. There's a lot of craziness going on. So they don't get to be outside as much, right? They don't get to run around and exude all the energy that we used to be able to do. Man, we used to be leave after breakfast and be gone all day and come back right when dinner was time or when lunch or whenever we wanted a snack or something like that, right? We would be able to just out the house, gone all day on our bikes, be in a whole different part of the neighborhood. When I lived in Washington State as a kid, we used to be all in the woods and tag and bike riding all day. Kids don't really do that anymore, right? So we have to bring the joy back. You know, we don't want, you know, the younger generation growing up with no fun, no play. So try, and I know you're tired. I know y'all done exuded energy. It's exhausting being a parent from what I see. I'm not a parent, but from what I see on the outside, but try to play with them a little bit. It may not be a long time, you know, because I get winded with my nieces and nephews. I'd be like, dang, y'all can really run out here. Y'all really moving. It can be exhausting, but try to play a little bit. Bring some play back into your life. Get some board games. Have a family game night and not a drinking game night. You know, we quick to do that. We quick to bust out the games and some drinks. Let's have some sober fun a little once in a while. You know, like, because the reason why I say that is personally, and this is between you and your God, you got to do what's best for you and your Lord. Personally, I don't think that there's anything wrong with drinking and you know, doing whatever you do recreationally. It's teach their own, it's your business. But I feel like sometimes we lean on it too much. Like we always have to have drinks at a function. We always have to do blah, blah, blah. Why not just try it? Try having real fun in real life and just personal preference. But, you know, because you don't want to ever just lean on a vice to always get you through. You don't always want to lean on alcohol to have a good time, or you don't want to always, you know, so try a little bit just having fun sober, just a little bit. Just see what happens. Dia says, I didn't enjoy my younger years and I regret it. I try to enjoy myself as much as I can now. Yeah, man. If y'all are in y'all's 20s, man, enjoy your life. Even my older folks, right? My 30 plus. We still need to enjoy your life. But when you're in your 20s, especially if you don't have kids, man, enjoy your life, because you don't get them years back. You don't get that freedom of feeling like you got time. Once you, it's something about when you hit 30, my 30 pluses, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. And some of my 28, 29 year olds are feeling it too. When you hit 30, time feels different. Time doesn't feel as free and I have all the time in the world. I can wait. And you don't feel that no more when you hit 30. So enjoy your life as much as you can. Thank you again for the super chat, Percy. I really, really appreciate it. Percy asks, do you think America makes it hard to find the fun, the cost of living, inflation, etc.? I went to the Bahamas and those people are so relaxed. Is it America? I think so. To a certain extent, I think because we're flooded with negativity all the time. Like we thrive on negativity. We thrive on fear. We thrive on this narrative that we create. But outside of that, because that's always been a thing, like in the newspapers and it's always been a thing. I feel like we don't need money to have fun, though. I think that's where we've lost it, is we feel like we have to have this before we get to enjoy this. But I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like we can have a really good time and not break the bank. Like it costs nothing to bring your friends over to your house and have a little shindig, you know? Yeah, you may have to stop by the store and get a couple, you know, burgers and hot dog, whatever you eat. And we don't eat hot dogs, really. But it doesn't cost a whole lot to have a good time. You know, you could tell everybody, hey, bring a dish, bring a whatever you want to bring and kick back, you know, play some games and enjoy, talk, laugh. Like, we went to the park one time and it was absolutely free. All we did was stop by the store, get a couple snacks, and we were good to go. You know, it's really on our mindset. Everything is mindset and everything is mental. You know, we don't have a lot of the barriers our ancestors did. You know, if everybody knows American history, ain't going back down that damn road, but y'all get what I'm saying. We have a lot more freedoms than our people used to. So I feel like we should take advantage of it. You know, we should enjoy ourselves. And I'm not going to lie, I do see my folks enjoying themselves. Like, when I go out in Atlanta, people stay enjoying themselves. But I feel like we don't have to always go out to the clubs or have to go out and do certain things to have a good time. Like, we just can make our own fun, but we have to do it ourselves. But we have to enjoy our lives. And everybody, and let me just say this, gathering for everybody isn't fun. Some people are extremely introverted to where that's not really fun for them. But going to the craft store, get you some crafts, painting, coloring, right, getting a bike, whatever your activity of choice is, everybody's different. Everybody has their own sort of thing that's fun. Swimming to some people. Swimming is free. If you have a pool, if you have access to a pool, your friend's got a pool, whatever, swimming is free. Even at the gym, you know, well, you have to have a gym membership, but there's certain things that we just don't take advantage of that are free. You know, going to the library, some people love to read. Going to the library is absolutely free in this country. You know, going to Barnes, going to a store and window shopping, you know, to some people, that used to be so much fun to me. And some people are like, I would never do that because I can't. I'm not going to no store. I can't afford nothing. To some people, that's fun. And they stop doing it, you know, or they haven't discovered anything that they enjoy doing. So I think that we have to get back to enjoying ourselves, enjoying our lives in whatever capacity that is for you. Dang Dion says, I never really enjoyed myself. I travel solo from time to time. But having fun in your 20s are not necessarily ideal in this day and age. I wish I could have been a little bit more lenient with myself. I feel like this generation, this younger generation of 20-somethings have a whole lot of pressure that's really a facade because it's not realistic. It's really not realistic. A lot of the things that they're being told that they have to do. And I get it. Like, even Steve Harvey was like, if you grind it out in your 20s, which is true. Like, if you grind it out in your 20s and you get your school out of the way, you start that business or whatever. When you hit your 30s, you may, and this is not guaranteed, you may have a different, you know, life where you can relax a little later. So there's not a one size fits all to this solution. And I'm not saying blow your 20s. Absolutely not. That's a crucial time that you should be laying a foundation for yourself. But in the midst of doing that, you should be enjoying your life. I think. Because you're never going to have that much energy ever again. You're never going to be that young. You're never going to look that good. You're never. I mean, people do get better with age. I'm not going to lie and sit here and be like, that's the prettiest you'll ever be. No. There is something beautiful about aging. And I feel like the most beautiful women to me, in my personal preference, is the women in their 30s and 40s and sometimes 50s because of the maturity and because of the mindset and because of how they carry themselves and how, you know, they got a little bit more money to dress and things like that. So age has nothing to do with your beauty necessarily, but the energy that you have. Like, I remember being young, going to the clubs and then going to work. I cannot do that no more. The energy just ain't there. Like, I can't stay out all night and still wake up and have energy to do X, Y, and Z or make, you know, or figure it out. No, when I'm down for the count. You know what I mean? So I'm just talking about energy. I'm talking about the concept of time feels very different when you're young. And you should just be enjoying life so you have some stuff to go back and remember. And it ain't even about your 20s or being young. It's all of us. I don't care what age you are. I don't care if you're in your 40s. I don't care if you're in your 50s. I don't care if you're in your whatever age you are. My grandmother, let me tell y'all, my grandma's in her 70s. She goes on trips. She goes to see her friends. She has an active social life. She's always linking up with her friends and having a glass of wine and doing X, Y, and Z. And she's 75. She's in her 70s, y'all. She's about 70. I'm 33. She's either 73 or 74. She don't play about her life. She enjoys herself. And It's just like, that's all we got to do is just enjoy ourselves a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Sydney says, some of us don't know how to balance fun and seriousness of life. I've been guilty of that. Yeah, it's a time and a place for everything, Sydney. I feel like you know when it's time to be serious. You know when, hey, okay, all right, it's Monday. I got to do X, Y, and Z. I got to go to work. I got to da, 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 da. But, you know, then we got to let our hair down. We got to find that balance in life. And I feel like a lot of us are imbalance where fun is not had and too much. And that's where we become stressed. That's where we become hospitalized. That's where we become exhausted and all of these negative things. And we just harbor a whole lot. We don't want all that in us. Authenticating View says, good morning. Having a playful partner is so fun. It really is. My partner, he act like he 15 sometimes. He is goofy. And sometimes I never realized I needed it. Nerf wars and water fights. Absolutely. And then, like, I don't know about y'all, rank on each other. I don't know what y'all call it. We call it ranking jokes. Just have a good time, man. Just have a good time. Just have a good time. I really wish I received this advice, the advice to enjoy my 20s. I was so determined to work hard and progress in life. And I'm sure it paid off. So I'm not saying I don't feel like we should go back and regret, but you're still here now to enjoy. You know, you can still enjoy with children. You can still enjoy while you're married. You can still enjoy life while you're trying to figure it out. You can still enjoy life while you are in the midst of things, you know, and we're guilty of it too. Like, I don't like putting my life on hold until I have a certain amount of money or a certain thing or certain, because, and not to say money isn't important. I always stress that, and money is extremely important and it's a powerful tool. But I feel like because we feel like we're supposed to be at a certain level, we don't allow ourselves to enjoy. We don't shift our mindsets to truly enjoy life. This is why I can't wait to leave America. This dynamic won't change. Mm. It's a lot of people leaving. I got a neighbor moving to Ghana. A lot of people are just being like, you know what? I'm Audi 5000. And there's so many, and I want people to explore. I'm not anti-America, but I am pro living your best life and what God has called you to do. And if he's called you to do that in a certain place or another country or another city or another state or whatever makes you feel amazing, you got one life. You know, why not? Why not? Good morning, Gabby. I think it's culture for sure, Percy. And you're possibly right, but we have to switch our dynamic and what we focus on. And we, you know, and it's not going to change unless we change. We can't continue to be controlled by the narratives. We have to understand, okay, I see the narrative, but let me take control of my own narrative. Let me take control of my little community, my micro community. Because if we just constantly perpetuate everything that's being poured into us and poured on us, of course, we're going to continue to have that mindset and to continue, you know, that narrative. What do you mean by enjoy? You know, I'm about to be 24 and it feels weird. Everyone wants to drink, have sex, and are awkward. When I say enjoy, what are the things? Okay, for me, I'll give you a perfect example, Dion. When I mean enjoy, when I was working, when I was in my 20s, I was like, man, bump this. I need a vacation. And I booked a trip by myself. I was like, you know what? I want to go somewhere. And I went. I want to go have fun. And I did it. Like, whatever that fun was for me, I did it. And that's what I want you to do. Whatever that is for you. And you have to, only you can discover that. Only you can discover, Dion, what that is for you. I don't know. Everybody's definition of enjoyment is different. Whether you might love to swim, you know, you might feel like jumping off a boat in the middle of the ocean is the most amazing, funnest thing you can do. Funnest, that's not a word. You know, that might be something that you feel is what you want. I personally feel like that's terrifying. But to some people, that's enjoying themselves. So you have to find out what that is for you, how what enjoyment is for you. Only you can discover that. But when she said, enjoy your life, just, I mean, take it seriously, but relax and enjoy and find something that makes you excited. Find something that lightens your day. Find a hobby, a city, a state, a country that, like, for me, Jamaica is my heart and soul. I don't know what it is about that country. I don't know if it's in my lineage. I don't know. I never took a DNA test, but it's something about the country of Jamaica that when I go there, I just feel good. And they say that everybody has some place like that, right? So when I go to Jamaica, I enjoy the food. I enjoy the culture. I enjoy talking to locals. I enjoy going and being in the community. Like, I enjoyed being there. It just made my heart full. And there's so many things in life that make our hearts full, but we're so focused on the day to day and what we have to do that we miss it. You know, we miss it, or we don't invest in that. We invest in everything else. We invest on our wardrobes. We invest in our homes. We invest in buying home decor and all this stuff, and in our nails and in our hair and all of the stuff that really depreciates and gets old and goes away. But we don't invest in our joy. We don't invest in our happiness. We don't invest in just really life. You know, there's nothing wrong with taking a vacation, or not even a vacation, a trip or whatever the case may be. But finding those things bring you joy outside of these things. Because people have a sense, they're not thinking outside the box. But everybody is different. I turned 30 in September and it's feeling heavy. Don't, Destiny. You'll be fine. To all my 20-somethings turning 30, you will be fine. Your life is not over at 30. It's just another year. It just gets a little bit more real. It just gets a little bit more serious. It just gets a little bit more like, huh, okay, time feels okay. I don't have all the time in the world. That's it. But you're fine. You're not old. You're not washed up. You don't have to be married. You don't have to have kids by 30. Believe me, I survived. I have a whole video about it. It's fine. You just take the lessons that you learned and you just grow from them. That's it. But don't freak out. I don't know when 30 became this thing that we just like feared so much. And I went through it too, believe me. Dang Dion says it's America, sis. Yeah, it is. But we have to be a little bit more in control of ourselves. And that's why I don't want to give it so much power. Because if you just give it power and be like, it's America, then it's just like, okay, well, what are we going to do about it? You know, because you still have choice. You still have the opportunity to create the life that you want. And then two, you don't have to stay here. And I'm not saying go if you don't like it. No. I'm just saying, like, if it's really daunting on you, if this culture, if America is daunting on you, man, find the country and the culture that feels good to your soul. Go out there and explore and go visit other countries in Africa, or there's people that live in Bali, Dubai. There's so many other options in life and in the world. And I know it doesn't feel like it sometimes, but there's so many people that are living it. There are so many YouTube videos that can show you what you can get bang for your buck in other countries. And they show you around the country. There's a couple guys that explore Africa and they go to so many places. I want to go to Rwanda. Hella bad. Rwanda seems like a bomb place. Their political system is mostly women. They are like one of the cleanest countries in the world. There's so many dope and positive things. They're open with entrepreneurships and people coming into the country and making it a better place. Like, it's a really dope country. And so we just have to explore. We have to go online and explore. Instead of watching somebody's life in America, see what somebody else's life is like in a different country. See what you can, you know, go. And there's so many videos. So the information is out there now. We just have to go out there and find it. But I'm just saying, if this place don't do it for you no more, if you like, you know what, they can have all of this garbage. Please seek somewhere that makes your heart full and your soul happy. There's so many Americans moving to Ghana. There's so many Americans moving to other countries around the world because they're over it. And I feel like that's totally okay. I feel like if that's something that you want to do, you got to go do it. But only you can make that decision. Or you can stay here and be like, you know what? This is trash. We have to be a lot more proactive because we have the options to. And if we don't have them now, we can figure out a way to make it happen. This is the thing about, and I'm not talking about y'all, but this would be the thing about us folks that kind of bother me a little bit. We can figure out how to go to a whole nother country, don't speak the language, to get our teeth done, our bodies done. We could spend all this money or save up all this money to do it, to drop 5 G's on our teeth, $10,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever, $1,000 on our bodies. But we have yet to figure out how to book a trip to go to another country to explore a little bit. You know what I mean? We know what to do when we really want to do it. That's why I don't give people excuses. I understand everybody's circumstances is different. Everybody's circumstance is different. Everybody's in a different tax bracket and things like that. But when we really want to figure something out, when we really want something, we can do it. And the reason why I'm saying us is because there's so many people. Every time I go on this guy's page on Instagram about teeth, all Black folks from America, all of them, damn near. It ain't white. It ain't Asian. It ain't all Black folks. And this man lives in Colombia. So he's getting people to travel from America to Colombia. That means you had to have a passport. That means you had to save up thousands of dollars. That means you had to communicate with them. And you went to a whole nother country sight unseen and got your teeth done. You know, there's people that travel to the DR and all these other countries and in America save up thousands of dollars to get a butt. If you think about that, that's hilarious, but it's true. To get a butt or to suck their fat from one part of their body to another part of their body or to get breasts. We can figure that out. But we can't figure out how to do a little research, find countries that we feel are cool, you know, put our tickets on the Google alert to see when they go up and down, book a ticket and go explore another country. But we can do everything. I feel like as a culture, our priorities are always in the wrong place, and rightfully so. It's systematically set up like that, but we have to start thinking outside the box. We have to give ourselves more credit, hold ourselves more accountable, and stop just going with the flow. Stop just going and I'm not talking to none of y'all personally. I'm talking about us as a community, as a culture. You know, we quick to be like, yes, sis, go get your booty done and all. But hey, sis, have you explored? You don't like America, but have we explored? Have we been out of the country? Have we seen for ourselves? Have we watched a few videos and got out and figured it out? Because there's videos out there, y'all. I watch people all the time, Americans and other people will take you to these countries and show you what's going on. And they'll tell you the hotspots. They'll tell you how much it costs to live there. They'll tell you how much it costs to travel there. Y'all, a trip to Athens, I wanted to go to Athens this year because I've always wanted to go to Rome. I always wanted to go to Rome and I always wanted to go to Athens, Greece. And so I had a flight alerted on my Google calendar. So if anybody doesn't know, if anytime you want to take a trip somewhere, you can put it in your Google search from your city to whatever country or whatever you want to go and put, you could just hit the toggle that says watch the prices or something like that. It's on Google Flights. It's on your desktop. Everybody in America has Google. And it will send you an email every time the price changes, whether it goes up or down. Man, I could have went to Athens for like $800, $500. You know what I mean? So it's possible. We just get too complacent sometimes. Aubrey says, me and my sister are good for doing a quick cookout. Hello. Dia says, I feel you. When I was in my 20s, it was the same thing. It was hard to find like-minded people. But y'all can communicate with each other too. This is the morning motivators, why I love coming to y'all is y'all are a group of like-minded people. There's a whole Facebook page that I have for y'all and a Facebook group that if y'all want to go and communicate and chat and DM each other, whatever the case may be, y'all can. Like you are in the midst of at least right now, 30 like-minded people. At least two of y'all can be like, hey, girl, you want to go somewhere? Or, hey, you seem cool. What's up? And just get to know each other. You know, people always talk about we don't have, but we have to create the things that we want. Shador says, that's me. Gathering is not my thing. I sit in the corner with a book and at my family's cookouts, or I'd be sitting at the kids' tables because the kids are always calling me for something. Aw. But she likes to read. So we just have to find things that we enjoy. Dang Dion says, I find it hard to meet like-minded people. How do you think I should go about putting myself out there? Well, one, I will say this, and I keep saying this. We have a whole community here. Y'all, there's a whole Morning Motivation Facebook page that's always linked down below. Y'all can start there. Meetups and do activities. Activities will bring you with like-minded people for sure. Balance is so important. And then meeting friends of friends too. Meeting friends of friends. Dang Dion says it's hard to find work-life balance though. You got to figure it out for yourself. Okay, y'all, we are the only ones that are going to do it for ourselves. And I get it. Everybody's career is different. Some people are nurses. Some people got 2 and 3 jobs. I understand, but you have to create the life that you want for yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you. And now we have the power of choice. We have resources. We have the internet. Even if it's making, you know, getting to more money so you can free up that other job or whatever we have to do, we have to be proactive. We have to create the lives we want for ourselves. Nobody's going to do it for us. Nobody's going to do it for us. There are groups out there dedicated to meeting people, like travel groups and meetup. Absolutely. We got to do a research. It's not going to just fall in your lap. Anything you want is not going to just come to you. You have to go out there and seek it sometimes. Our mindset towards life is everything. Absolutely. With groups where Facebook, start Googling, start going on YouTube, start looking up on Instagram. You can travel groups, put in travel groups and see what comes up. There's a group that goes to Africa all the time from America. You have to do the research, girl. You got to do the research. Where can I meet people? Meetup groups on Facebook, meetup groups on Instagram. We have the internet, y'all. We have to be proactive and create the life that we want. Brandy says, I agree. I've always found it hard to balance work and life. I'd be so consumed with work so I can enjoy myself later, but then later would sometimes never come. I agree. Amber says, there are so many things out there, apps like to meet friends. Got to be careful. Literally, TikTok friend apps can meet people, honestly. I love that. Amber says, my best friend is a mom and there are apps just for moms to meet around the area. And she meets 2 moms there and they are cool and they hang out so much. Exactly. Have to continue to be proactive. I love Jamaican. Everybody likes different things. So what might be fun for me may not be fun for you, but there's skating group, anything, any group that, any kind of activity that you're interested in, there is a group for it. There is a group for it. I love Jamaica. I love the accents. I too. Their language is so full of life. I love it too. Dang Dion says, I shouldn't be living like this. I can literally count on my hand how many times I've actually been out. You got to enjoy your life, girl. You got to enjoy your life. I would have to get a special a social media account then. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. But nothing's going to come to our doorsteps. We got to be proactive, y'all. Percy says, you seem very introverted and that's okay. Just try to get out of your comfort zone just a little bit. Yes. We had, if you see so influencers that do meetups, or if you see people that have, man, it's just so, I don't know. I live in Atlanta, so there's always something going on. Oh, also Eventbrite. Go on Eventbrite. And look for events that are like what you want. Either church, there's church events. There are so many, like, this is going on and this is going on. And you meet people that have like-minded interests. And then you can talk to see what they're talking about and talk to them. But the introverts, y'all got to get out y'all bubble if y'all want to have some fun. Life is, y'all have to be proactive. Life is not going to just come to you on your doorstep. Amber says, I think some people think, just because they were born here, that they are tied here forever, and you have a choice to go and leave. Yes, it's money, but you work for what you want, right?
Exactly.
Dang Dion says, I'm booking another solo trip for my birthday this year. I'm looking into Rwanda. Rwanda seems like a dope country. I cannot wait to visit. Everyone says, I want to go live in Alaska. I never heard of Rwanda. Brittany, where is that? It's in Africa. Alaska, for me, I couldn't do it because it has like 12. If you are season, if you're a person that needs sun to stay happy and stay alive, they have a lot of seasonal depression in Alaska. I mean, if you like outdoors and fishing and a whole lot of white folks, cool. Ain't nothing wrong with white folks, but I'm just saying. Do some research, Edwan, because you like women. I don't know. But I'm not trying to deter you from what you want. Just saying. Yes, I am an ambivert. Okay. Super selective with who I spend my energy and time with, as you should. And I'm extroverted when it benefits me. Well, we got to get out of our comfort zones if we want different. But I'm proud of you for making the effort. Cosmetic tourism is so wild to me. I thought I was doing something, ordering AliExpress bundles. Rome is beautiful, Brittany. I did a solo for my birthday. I want to go so bad. I want to go to Rome, Italy. Rome is in Italy. Greece. I want to travel so much. I'm just waiting on a few things to shake first. But yeah, cosmetic tourism, people will spend a whole bunch of money to go and get a cosmetic procedure done, but we won't go explore. Nina says, yes. I think Rwanda is in Africa. It is. Dia says, I need sun. I'm from Florida. I get depressed when the sun isn't out. Yes. So you have to make sure that wherever you choose to move sits with your spirit, your soul, your activities, and all of the above. I want you guys to really start enjoying life. Change your mindset a little bit. Don't play the victim role. We have to be proactive because nobody's going to give us the life that we want. Nobody's going to create your memories for you. Nobody's going to come up and knock on your door and say, hey, do you want to go do this? No, you have to create the life worth living, worth talking about, worth exploring, worth all of it. And we put our money into the things that matter to us. Make some sacrifices, start a savings fund just for your travels or whatever you have to do. Put some money aside. Stop going to brunch. Stop spending your money out and doing X, Y, and Z. I'm going to say this really quick anecdote and then we'll go. Budgetista is one. I love her on social media. She talks about savings and investing and all of that. She says she stopped going to brunch with her friends. And every time they invited her brunch, she put that money into a savings pot that was invested in her travels. And she took herself on a trip. So it's definitely possible. We can do what we want to do and put our minds to, even if it's hard, even if we have to sacrifice, even if we have to make some stuff shake, we can make it happen if we want to. We just have to want to. So I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.